Good afternoon, everyone. Well, things were looking so good for the Aussie market for most of the session. In fact, we're on a four-day winning streak for the first time in 2 months. We hit a three-week high in the process as well, and then the market ran out of steam in the final 60 minutes of the session. So we finished lower today, not by much, but the ASX 200 still fell by about 6 points, or a little less than a tenth of 1% to 7,374. But it's clear that despite all the focus on higher inflation around the world, on rising interest rates, markets have generally held up quite well recently as far as the share market goes. So for about 2 weeks now, we've had encouraging improvements in our market. Today, though, the mining sector certainly did most of the damage. It was the worst performer after being the best performer just yesterday. So they've essentially wiped out all of Monday's improvements. We had some of the big end of town there losing ground. Rio Tinto, one of them, down about 3% today. This is after saying that a senior leader has handed in his resignation after 7 years with the group. BHP today also handed down its quarterly update and said that with the exception of petroleum, all the other commodities that it digs out of the ground, like nickel, copper, iron ore, coal, have all seen production levels drop back. And blame that on a number of things, but one of the main ones has been planned maintenance, which has been carried out recently. But the good news, I guess, is that it hasn't actually made any significant changes to any of its expectations for how much it should dig out of the ground over the course of the year. Now, today was also a very busy day, not only on the data front, but also on the annual general meeting front, and also as far as the number of companies coming out with their quarterly updates. So some that actually did quite well today included Cochlear. The hearing implant maker rose by about 2%. Said it's on track to meet its profit goals this year, which could see its profits lift by as much as 20%. And this is thanks to the recovery in elective surgeries coming through globally. Fletcher Building, the building products maker, also up by about 2% today. Now, it said that despite the lockdowns we've seen on the east coast of Australia recently, it thinks that the impact of those should be minimal on its full-year results, and overall seemed quite optimistic and upbeat. So it thinks that, you know, as the lockdowns slowly ease and restrictions fall back as well, that it should see quite a rapid recovery in demand. Tabcorp, on the other hand, fell back by around 3% today. The gaming group said that betting revenue was down 17% between July and September, and that's because it had to close down those bricks and mortar shops due to lockdowns. Outside of this, we had a number of outperformers. The best performers actually on the ASX 200 today included A2 Milk, Zip, Appen and Redbubble. They rose by between 4% and about 5% over the course of the session. A stock that had a little bit of a choppy trade today was Brambles, one of the world's largest pallet makers and suppliers. It rose by about a fifth of 1%. Now, the positive side of things, it essentially thinks that sales should lift by between 5 and 7% this year. It also has seen growth of at least 10% in all of its key markets. That includes the Americas, it includes across Europe and also the Asia Pacific region. But on the negative, it said that labor shortages and transport delays have certainly negatively affected a shortage of pallets across globally at the moment as well. But on the economic front, a few things received attention. We had a weekly update on consumer confidence, which showed that confidence levels have actually hit the best levels in 14 weeks, probably encouraged by things like high vaccination rates and the reopening of borders and the like. And elsewhere, the Reserve Bank board minutes also released its minutes from the last meeting that it held, and essentially remains cautiously optimistic about the Aussie economy, but continues to reiterate has no intention to raise interest rates anytime soon. In fact, probably until around 2024. Now, looking forward to tonight, it's going to be a busy night. There'll be plenty to watch, but all eyes will be on profit results out of the United States from companies like Philip Morris, Procter & Gamble, Travelers, Johnson & Johnson. But the big one to watch will likely be Netflix. That's probably the one that's going to receive most attention, especially that recently it's been receiving a lot of media attention because of Squid Game, the South Korean show that has been the most watched on Netflix recently. Now, that was launched on September the 17th. So right at the end of the quarter, but it surely will get a mention. The Aussie dollar finally at about 74.5 US cents.